Welcome to our podcast, Može Kafa. We are Ivana
and Maki,
your hosts. In this podcast, we discuss interesting details about Serbian language and culture from a learner's and teacher's perspective.
We offer new and fun resources for learners of Serbian. To follow each episode with annotated script, vocabulary, and quizzes, join us also at Može Kafa Podcast on Instagram. So if you're ready, grab a cup of coffee and enjoy the podcast.
Dobar dan svima, ovdje Ivana.
Dobar dan, ovdje je Maki.
Kako si? Dobrodošli. Danas sam dobro, pijem kafu, uživam.
Uživaj. A ti? Također, uživam. Moja kafa.
You used it perfectly. You said uživaj, which is the imperative way. Yes. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Hvala, hvala.
So what we need some cake next to that. Or something sweet would be nice, right?
Yeah, I think I would prefer, what would I prefer? Like a chocolate cake. I just love chocolate and coffee. I would make a chocolate coffee cake. That's what I would do.
Okay, good combination. I would love something with fruit, like banana, strawberry.
Really? Coffee and fruit, bananas.
I mean, with cakes, fruits go better for me.
Okay, what about ratluk? Would you eat that?
Yeah.
But I think our ratluk, which is your lokum, I think our ratluk is that compared to lokum is just like plain. It's so plain. Really plain.
Yeah.
Because you have all of these, like you have like rose water and then you have nuts and then you have this and that.
And roasted, it just looks so... double roasted nuts and fruits and other flavors, vanilla and stuff, so...
And for us, it's like pour. Like, there's a cube of liquid.
Either pink or yellow. No more. Yeah.
That's it. There's a jelly for you. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, suck it.
Next to the board. Yes. Actually, you know, it's quite sad, but like, we sometimes just take like sugar cubes and that's it. And then you suck on it. Like,
yes, while drinking coffee.
Oh, so sad. Anyway, we're not talking about cakes today. But we are talking about cooking in Serbia.
Exactly. We wanted to give you some recipes. I mean, while giving recipes, of course, lots of vocabulary about cooking styles.
Yeah.
So I very think I need to learn things. Them as well. I just, you know, from the many, I know that like cooked, roasted, boiled kind of things. But
yeah. Which I also don't use now. I haven't used it for a while. So I'm like, oh, how do you say it? But yeah, definitely. But you wrote down what are your favorite meals?
Okay, as everybody already Serbian? Knows. Serbian favorite meals, yeah.
Serbian, because it's like Serbian cuisine is just a mixture of all other cuisines, has their its own specific things, but a lot of the things are Serbian now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is something common here in Turkey, obviously, sarma.
Oh, I wrote that too. I love sarma. Yeah. Okay. I think it's my favorite meal.
But my favorite would be prebranas. Okay. Second one, sarma.
Oh, okay.
Why prebranas? It's so plain, you would say, like just beans and tomato sauce or in onion and tomato sauce. But so fulfilling. And it comes here in a, clay.
Pot.
And you just put some chili pepper, black pepper, something on top. And then it's so tasty.
You know, I didn't write beans, but now that I think about it, it's just like such a specific way how we make it. I just didn't see that anywhere else. And I think in Europe, they call this like bean soup.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, beans, yeah, really,
this
really
is not
tasty.
A soup to me, actually. Prebranas is just a meal, like full of beans.
To us, it's not a soup, but that's how they call it.
Yeah.
Like bean soup. But yeah, but it's not. What else? Did you have anything else?
Of course, burek is another thing.
Yeah.
I don't like quite often eat that, but from time to time, because you make this in the thing is your burek with spinach is great because you don't have cheese in it. In Turkey, you have mostly cheese, a little bit spinach, but here it's full of spinach and it's posno. So
yeah,
something that I can eat, vegan version. So that's something I really love here. And I discovered months later, I did not know about it.
So for me, sarma and burek Well, I'll do burek slash pita because there are different rules about what is what depending on the ingredients. Why I don't make it or eat it as often is just because I don't know how to make it, and because I like burek or pita, which is made from scratch, and it's quite tough actually to make it from scratch. My mom is obviously really good at it, you know, she grew up in Bosnia, they loved anything like pita related. You know, you do know that in Bosnia they call burek anything with meat, so burek sa siro, burek sa meso, that's burek, anything else is pita. So pita is like pita sa sirom, pita sirnica, you know, they have like pita sirom sirnica, pita sa krompirom, krompiruša, and so on. So I have these things. So she knows how to make it really well, and I love it. I love it. I mean, I just love dough. I just love it, but I don't know how to make it. So here, I don't eat it that much.
I just buy the rolls from Piazza, but it's not the same as them. But that's the easiest recipe you can do.
And it's quite greasy, right? But that's just what it is. That's the point. Like, it's dough and grease, you know? I mean, like oil. And you can easily buy it vegan / vegetarian, personal, right? Okay. I wrote down another one, paprikash.
Is it stuffed peppers, paprikash?
No, actually, no, it's not. But that's punjene paprike.
Yes, that's punjene paprika. That's true. Paprika. What is paprikash?
Paprikash, I think, is Hungarian, because like goulash is also Hungarian paprikash. So a lot of these sh sound like sh ending words are probably. It must be, because paprika is it's not bell pepper. Paprika is actually, no, sorry. In here, there's like paprika, the spice, paprika.
I see.
You can also add. Yeah. So it should be with potatoes, so it's like cooked, right? It should be with potatoes, and then you can add bell peppers if you want, and that but the important thing is to add that spice, paprika. And the way I ate it, which is very plain and probably not traditional, but we loved it because it was literally just like potatoes and how do you call them, knödel, which is these like, oh my, how do you call them?
What are they?
They are, knödel is in German.
Like a type of vegetable?
Dumplings.
Dumplings. Okay. Wow.
But dumplings, they're not like stuffed dumplings. They just make it out of, it's literally just flour. Mm-hmm. And I think you put eggs in it. You don't have to, but it's easier with eggs. I think it's with egg yolk, if I'm not mistaken. And then you can add a bit of like salt, and then you just mix it and a bit of water, whatever. And then it's literally just like a dumpling, which is, it's very soft. And it's just
potatoes, dumplings.
My parents didn't make it with bell peppers, but of course I think you should add bell peppers, and you can add some other veggies if you want, and I guess you can also add a bit of meat, but it's mostly just like this like very like cooked, watery, soupy kind of thing. And I loved it because I love carbs, so it's like I love potatoes, I love flour, dough, and I love that paprika kind of taste. So
I'm gonna check it out here. Like, if I see paprika, I will let you know.
You probably won't find it vegan, but you can make a vegan version. Why not?
Okay. So very nice meals. I'm getting hungry. So we are talking about, by the way, cooking is kuvanje, right?
Kuvanje.
Kuvanje. Good. So basic verbs to use while sharing recipes.
So do you want to start English Serbian or Serbian English?
English Serbian, I would go with.
English Serbian. Okay.
So we need the bowl first. You put everything in a bowl, right?
Which is činija.
Činija.
Or you can say posuda as well. But činija. Činija means a bowl. Like, it's not a pot, it's actually just a bowl.
So put is staviti. Okay.
And then something would be nešto. I just added nešto.
Staviti nešto u činiju.
učinio. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, nešto would be an accusative. Okay. Oh my god, I just... saviti koga šta učinio u kome... Oh, I think... I don't know if it's dative, but anyway, use učinio. Mm-hmm. Saviti nešto učinio.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you mix those things, those neštos.
Mm-hmm. So if you mix something, to neštos is promešati.
Promešati. Mešanja was the one that we talked in the dogs episode. Yeah. Okay.
Mešati is like, you can also say, oh, just like mix the soup or whatever, mix the meal, like just mix the meat. I don't know, whatever. Like just, you know.
But promeshati means put like mix everything together, right? Pro changes the meaning.
No, promeshati actually means to, it's weird, like it's like a finished action.
Mm-hmm.
Like meshati means I'm mixing, and promeshati is like, can you finish mixing? Mm. Something like that. It's
perfective
just weird.
Kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Promeshati.
Anyway, if you're making a cake, you would need to whisk things.
Mm-hmm. Whisk eggs, for example. Yeah. Whisk whatever, like, which would be umutiti.
Umutiti.
Mm. Umutiti or ulupati.
Ulupati.
Ulupati kind of like, it's more like whip. That's like, lupati is like...
Yeah, that's throw, right?
Like, no, lupati is like... Lup, well, like hit. I don't know how to explain. Yeah, hit it to like, can be actually many things. It can be also like, don't like say nonsense. Name the lupa.
Ah, well, but that's, like, that's what I remember.
Yeah. Lupati is actually like hitting, like, ne lupaj vrata. Like, don't hit the door. Don't slam the, slamming. Don't slam the door. Yeah.
Mm. That's great.
Yeah.
Frying.
Pržiti. So like,
Pršiti.
Yeah, another pršiti.
Pršiti.
Maybe it is like because of like you know, like when you the put sound? It on top and it's like right? Pršiti. Uh-huh. It kind of like imitates, right?
Maybe.
Does that? I don't know. Maybe.
It sounds similar, at least.
Yeah, at least you're going to remember it now. But I added one. I don't know the translation in English, but you might know it. Dinstati.
Dinstati.
And the reason, so I was also thinking, what is dinstati? And actually what it is, it's, we usually say that for like onions or maybe like mushrooms or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that means when you put something on oil and then this thing lets oh my god,
water out
air. Yes.
Mm,
so see. You're basically kind of like steaming it and frying it and in its own water you're like cooking it. Nice. That's dinstati. Yeah.
Okay. For mushrooms especially, I will remember.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Dinstati pečurke, dinstati luk. Yeah. So it would be anything that lets go of the water, the liquid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Dinstati.
Yeah.
And then boil, to boil something.
You can say skuvati, actually, which is to cook. You can say prokuvati as well. Both are
both of them have kuvati. Skuvati and prokuvati. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's like, I think cooking in its essence is like in something, like in some liquid, in some, usually that's what it means. Like if I say kuvano jelo, I always think of something that's been cooked in the liquid, right? Yeah. Like in the big pot and so on. But obviously it doesn't necessarily have to be so, but yeah.
Uh-huh. Sechi, you wrote. This is a different ending here.
Yes. To cut is sechi. And if you want to say I am cutting, sechem.
Sechem.
Mm-hmm. Or chim. And sechem.
Ah, sechem. Okay. Sechem belly look.
And if you want to say, you know, usually they say cut the onion, whatever. Iseci.
Mm-hmm. Iseci.
Yeah, iseti, and this e again implies the finished action, like cut it, finish cutting it, basically. Like iseti, like we can say iseti look, but it's like cut, like keep cutting the onion, but there's an ending, right?
Uh-huh.
That you're gonna end. So iseti, so like finish cutting the onion, and yeah.
Good. And as pro mešati, just mešati is?
Yeah, to stir. It's like mešati again.
To melt the butter or the frozen thing.
Topiti. Again.
Top is like heat, topla, top, like to heat it up.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Topla is hot, right? Yes. So it's like warm. It's warm, actually. So again, topiti, but I would say istopiti.
Istopiti, yes.
Because don't it's keep. Like Finnish, yeah. But just, it's going to end one day, right? So it's like istopi, I don't know, like, what can you do? What can you? Lid. I don't know. Yeah, like, yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Ice, so most of the time it is, right?
Yeah. So here it's is, not z. S.
I see.
Istopiti.
Istopiti. The other one was I-C.
Isechi. Which is I.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, it's just I. Okay. Isechi. Okay. Okay. This is like to make it warm, and to heat is also something.
Actually, different. To heat up, right? It would be to heat up podgrejati.
Podgrejati. Okay.
Yeah. Grejati is heating. Like to grejati is, no, actually, grejati is make something warm, right? Like to make myself warm. And then, or grejati, oh no, sorry. Grejati sobu, heat the room, right?
Ah, okay.
And then podgrejati would be mean just like, well, you just have to reheat it, because it was kind of like before you cooked it and it was hot, right? Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, you put it in the fridge or whatever, and now you just have to reheat it.
Mm. So that would, for example, podgrejati. My coffee is like there's a coffee machine, and I say podgrejam kafu, like I'm reheating.
Well, if you, yeah, so you made the coffee,
yeah,
then you drank it, then it got really cold, and then you can also put it back on the stove or like in the microwave, and you can do that. But usually we do that for meals, right? So we make a big meal, and then, you know,
for eat one that week. Day,
put it in, exactly, put it in the fridge, and just say, podgrej ručak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
Before we continue with the show, here's a quick reminder. This podcast is free for everyone and supported by listeners like you. We hope that this podcast is useful and companion to you. This is a labor of love for both of us. To help us continue creating useful content for everyone, we will appreciate your help. If you have the means, you can support us in different ways. You may just go to buymeacoffee.com/mozdekafapodcast and send us some cups of coffee. You may also become a member of our show on patreon.com/mozdekafapodcast and get extra benefits like bonus content, full transcripts of the show in Serbian, or even join us on the show. We rely on your support to help everyone more in learning Serbian language and culture. Thanks for joining us today. And now let's get back to our episode.
And like Seci, you wrote peci.
Sorry, guys. To bake is peci. So it implies something in the oven, right?
Pečenje. It's always on the menu.
Yeah. Well, pečenje. Yeah, that's
pečeni,
true.
Pečenje, pečenje.
Yeah. So it should be exactly
baked. For potatoes, I think. Pečenje krumpir.
Yes. Yeah. Yum, yum.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. And to serve after all these.
Služiti or poslužiti.
Of course. Don't worry. Yeah. We are ready already.
I think if you've been, you must be a bit more than a beginner to learn this, because it's like there's these differences. But yeah, for example, I can say, let me serve you, like. Or the hoću da vas poslužim.
Poslužim. So, for example, when they write the recipes, they say cool it down a little bit and then serve it, right? For that, after this, poslužiti again.
Okay. Yeah, because it doesn't mean you're a servant and you'll be doing that forever. It just means that do it this one time, poslužiti.
Okay.
Because služiti would imply more like you're a slave. Yeah. You know, like you have an owner.
Or for companies, they serve you. Like
maybe. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, in a way, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Formal to me.
Yeah.
Okay. These are some verbs. By the way, we are going to put these all of these on Instagram. So don't worry that right now you can't.
Or on remember. Patreon. On Patreon as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's give some things, utensils in the kitchen.
Yeah.
We already have chili, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I will add posuda as well.
Posuda. Okay.
Just to make sure. Yeah. Pod. There are two ways to say it. Sherpa or lonats.
Lonats.
Mm. And the difference is that lonats, as far as I know, I could be wrong. Lonats is a bit bigger. And when I say bigger, it's usually a bit like taller. And this is for like big, like for slava or something like that, or like for big lunches or something. So yeah. And they're usually with made with like steel. I think it's steel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stainless steel, is it? Or like metal? Steel. I don't know how you call it. Because yeah, so you have different things for sherpa, but lonats is like usually this like gray silver thing, right? And like very big. Yeah.
Okay. And I love this word tigan because somehow it reminds me of an animal. I don't know.
Tigan. Yeah. Tigan. Pan.
Pan. It's frying pan. Pan.
Right? Yeah.
And baking tray is
it's a weird. Funny word.
Plech.
Plech. It's just Plech. So weird. Actually, they have in Germany, they say blech. So it makes me think who took it from whom. But yeah, plech.
Okay, good. We already know these three, right? Kashika, nož, viljuška.
Yeah, kashika, nož, viljuška, spoon, knife, fork. You should know this, even if you're a beginner. Yeah. So, and then I had to add this one, which I always forget in English, ladle, which is a thing for soup, right? Like this big spoon. We say kutlacha.
Kutlacha.
Kutlacha. Or sipacha.
Sipacha.
Okay. And I think sipacha, well, I say kutlacha. I think my mom says sipacha. Mm-hmm. But I think sipacha makes more sense because how do you say to pour? It means sipati.
Sipati, I say.
Yeah, to pour something. Pour me some like, I don't know. Well, no, it's not like soup, this actually. Like this. Pour me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So it would be sipacha is much more transparent, but I say kutlacha.
I see.
Yeah.
Good. I heard kutlacha before, by the way. I remember now. And oven. I think there are different ways of saying oven too, right?
I saw that you wrote something. I would say that that's something people use in Croatian more, I think. But here I would say rerna.
Rerna.
Rerna. Yeah. How did you write it down?
I forgot what I wrote, but if you tell me, I remember.
Aha, wait, Evan, Rerna, oh my God, now I forgot. Because I was like, okay, no one would say that. No, I think no one would say that. I mean, obviously some people would say that, but like mostly it's Rerna.
Rerna.
Oh, now I have to find it.
Okay.
Let me just flip it and see how they would say it in Croatian.
Pechnica, I think.
Pechnica.
Mm-hmm. Or pechna.
Yeah, pechnica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand what it is, but I think it's either like, well, so we would understand it. We now say mostly rerna, and pech is actually, it's like the it's not the radiator, but the thing where you like before you would have, oh my God, it's kind of like this.
The heated place, like I think it's more like a big pizza oven, maybe.
Yeah, something. Well, maybe. Anyway, pech means the thing that's heating something up, right? And pechnica is like this, the thing that's heating or like that has fire for cooking.
Like stove, so, I see.
Yeah, but I would say, I think a more modern way to say zrejevna. Yeah, but pechnica is okay, I guess.
Okay.
And stove would be šporet.
Šporet.
Yes.
Different.
Yeah. Spotted, and I forgot to say burners, you know, the four like circles would be ringle.
Ringle. Okay.
Yes.
Rings.
It is. Yeah.
Is it like that?
Ringle. Exactly. And one, and singular is ringla.
Okay.
Ringla, but yeah, burgers. Good. Okay. Cool. And I think the last thing I want to do is kind of share like a recipe for burek, which is burek in Turkish, right? And this one is not vegan, but actually a lot of the bureks are, or pitas in Serbia are vegan. So you just have to find, actually you just ask, is it posno?
Exactly.
My mom makes like with potatoes, with
mushrooms,
spinach, what is this, like sauerkraut, and like, yeah, that one is quite popular as well.
Zucchini is common.
Zucchini as well. Yeah. So you can, oh, sweet ones as well. Cherries. My dad makes it with pumpkins. Like he makes like pumpkin and pumpkin like spices, you know, like cinnamon and so on. He loves that one. Cool. Oh, yeah. So it's like you can make it.
Of course, we're not going to give the recipe for making the dough. Just we will mention that crust.
No. Yeah. So should I read it?
Okay, let me tell the English ones and then you say the Serbian ones. First, prepare the dressing.
And now I say it, right? Prvo, pripremite preliv.
Okay. Dressing means the thing that you are going to put on the layers. So beat eggs, add fresh milk, stir, and then add carbonated water and oil. And then stir again, set aside.
Okay, so we didn't say that pripremite is actually like prepare, right? But I think it makes sense. And now that I like prepare, pripremite, pretty much the same.
Exactly.
Anyway, umutite jaja, which here you translated as beat eggs, but yeah, it's like whisk.
Yeah.
Whisk, like whip it, whisk it. Dodajte sveže mleko, add fresh milk to add something, dodati. Stir and add carbonated water and oil. Promešajte.
Yes,
promešajte. I dodajte. Add gaziranu vodu i ulje. And then said stir again. Ponovo promešajte.
Ponovo is again.
Yeah. Again. And set aside, which is ostavite sa strane. To leave something, like ostavite. Yeah.
By the way, all these are in te, in V form, in polite or plural form, right?
Yeah. So exactly.
Okay.
Now you.
Okay, dressings is done, waiting. Now the rolls or crust. Divide the crust sheet by sheet. And place
sheet by sheet.
Sheet. Yes, sheet and sheet. Place one
you
crust.
Said...
I know. Okay. I know. Sheet by sheet.
Yeah.
Place one crust on the work surface and then sprinkle with grated cheese and whatever you want to add, actually, and collect as an accordion,
which is this thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Divide the crust sheet by sheet would be kore podelite or podelite kore, least po least. That's if you buy these like sheets.
Leaf by leaf, you say.
Least. Leaf, it's leaf.
I mean, that
leaf.
Means leaf, yeah.
Which also means like a page in the book. Least knjige. Place one crust on the work surface. Yeah, work surface is radna površina. It was when I was younger, I was so confused because my mom would say, put it on the work surface. And I'd be like, you mean the office? Like, where's the office? Like, and that makes sense because most of the work is actually being done in the kitchen, right? So, na radnu površinu stavite, to put, right? Jednu koru. Kora is also, it's least. It's the crust or whatever. So, yeah, we would say kora pite, kora bureka mostly. Sprinkle with grated cheese. Pospite. Oh, the one that we didn't talk about, right? To sprinkle something.
Pospici.
Mrvljenim sirom. Grated is mrvljen. Sir.
And wait a minute. Five consonants. Mrvljenim.
Mrvlje. Oh, my God. It's actually four because lje is counted as one, right?
Yeah, but...
LJ. Mrvljeni sir. Oh. I sakupite kao harmoniku, which means like... collected as an accordion.
And the same with the other crests will be
The same, you can say taco, mm-hmm. isto taco, whatever. Isa ostalim korama. Kora again is like mm-hmm. a sheet.
Okay. And then arrange tightly in a tray, side by side.
Go ahead. Poređajte, yeah, we wrote zbijeno, or how would they say it? Zbijeno, or plech, like tightly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blizu, again, you blizu, can say blizu yeah, or whatever. U plech, jedno do druge.
Jedno
pored druge, jedno do druge, mm-hmm. whatever. So many ways to say these things.
Exactly. Then pour plenty of the prepared topping and bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees.
Obilno is another word that's not, that we use definitely. Maybe it's not the first word you would encounter. So mm-hmm. obilno is plenty. Puno. It's like puno, basically. Obilno prelite pripremljenim prelivom. Oh my God, sorry. This is like a tongue twister. Prelite pripremljenim prelivom.
You pitch it. Five words starting with P.
Oh, that's so tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just prelite is pour, pripremljenim is prepared, and preliv is topping.
Okay.
And
Wait a minute. So we say prelivom here, prelivim, I mean topping, but we also mentioned the same thing as preliv. It's the same thing, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So here prelivom with it's instrumental. Uh-huh. With what?
Yeah.
With the dressing. So mm-hmm. skim streams prelivom. That's how I test the case, by the way. And bake I pezzite. That's the verb peci, right?
Yeah.
Pecite.
Mm-hmm.
Pecite. Peci. in a preheated oven. U ugrejanoj rerni.
Ugrejanoj.
Na 180 stepeni.
Okay. Stepeni is degrees.
Yeah. So we don't say Celsius or something like that. We just say degrees. Because we don't use Fahrenheit, so we just use Celsius.
The same, yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay, you can try this and let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
And I hope you will like it. I mean, we don't know where you can find the crust and other things, but I think...
Well, Turkish store, right? They must have... In every... I feel like in every country, they have a form of these, like, leafy... filo mm-hmm. dough, I think that's how you call it. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be authentic, but it's going to be a version of, like, at least for you to kind of get an idea of what it could be.
Yeah. I see that in Piazza or next to Piazza, there are tiny stores where you can find fresh cheese, milk, and those filos.
Yeah. And so I wrote down this episode as kuvanje sa Maki I Ivanom, which is a cooking with Maki and Ivana. This should be like a series or something.
Yeah.
Kuvanje sa Maki I Ivanom.
Nice.
Yeah. So since we are getting to the point where we should use a bit more Serbian, I am going to say it in Serbian.
Go ahead.
Nadam se da ste uživali. I hope you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I da ste nešto naučili. And that you've learned something.
Yeah. Dogovoreno. Da.
I ti se nadaš. Yeah.
I ja nadam se.
I ja se nadam. Slažem se.
Nadam. Da. I uživaj. Hvala puno.
Nema na čemu. Uživajte.
Ćao, ćao.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and learned something new.
In case you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, make sure to share them on our Instagram page, Može Kafa Podcast. Prijatno!